This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's hardline judiciary chief has won the country's presidential election in a landslide victory. Initial results released Saturday propelled Ibrahim Raisi, a protege of the country's supreme leader, into Tehran's highest civilian position. The vote appeared to see the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Raisi won nearly 18 million votes in the contest, well ahead of the race's sole moderate candidate. However, Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under the watch of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei disqualified his strongest competition. His candidacy and the sense that the election served more as a coronation for him sparked boycotts and a lack of interest among many eligible voters. Amnesty International on Saturday renewed a call for Raisi to be investigated for his role in what Washington and rights groups have called the extrajudicial executions of thousands of political prisoners in 1988. Iran has never acknowledged the mass executions, and Raisi has never publicly addressed allegations about his role. Some clerics have said the trials were fair, praising the, quote, eliminating of armed opposition in the early years of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Amnesty has called in the past for an investigation into Raisi. The group says the hardline judiciary chief should also be probed over a spiraling crackdown in recent years on human rights. The European Union's foreign policy chief told Lebanon's leaders on Saturday they were to blame for the country's political and economic crisis, and some could face sanctions if they continued to obstruct steps to form a new government and implement reform. Joseph Borrell said he was bringing a firm message to Lebanon that the country stood on the edge of financial collapse. This is VOA News.